Dickens, yeah.
Wrong show, but I appreciate the spirit.
No, but I was going for like the whole.
Yeah, Richard. I get you. I'm with you. I'm there. I'm picking up what you're stepping in.
That's gross. The mix of two different phrases.
And moving I on. Yep.
The other ones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to SitSock. My name is Kendrick.
My name is Kyle.
My name is Joe.
And my name is Kyle.
SitSock.
Say your name was Kevin.
I heard my name is Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
But I like it. That's fair. Happy. Well, I mean, Thanksgiving's gone. Movies are dead. The world's burnt down. Christmas.
Movies are
coming
great
up
right now. The Resident Evil movie was awesome.
Yes.
No shit. I haven't seen it because I don't want to.
It's wonderful. And Kendrick, I know for a fact you would hate it. Because you would just be uncomfortable the entire time.
Mm-hmm. I think I would just have dreams where I get my eyeballs ripped out.
Yeah, it was so good. I had so much fun. Thank you again, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what friends are for or something.
Thanks, Kyle. File.
Thanks, File. Fill him.
We're going to do band names tonight, though.
Yeah!
Yes, we are.
We got you there. We set it up like we were going to talk about movies and Resident Evil. No, band names. Fuck you.
No. Fuck you, Resident Evil, and whoever it was that did Resident Evil. Was that Hideo? No, I don't know who did.
Neither do I.
Capcom.
If you don't know what the band names game is, though, Kendrick's going to link every previous episode of the band name games.
Yeah, I'll do that by putting the tag band name game in there.
Exactly. He'll do the search
for
the
tag.
He'll go, let me Google that for you.com, and then he'll put the Google search in for you.
That's
but
what I'll do.
I'm not going to talk
your
about
house
this time. But the first.
With your hands.
Oh, shit. With your hands?
With your hands. I'm bringing Kyle with me, boys.
Oh, shit. The first band, if everyone's ready.
Only ready.
Yup.
Is Pubes and Whiskey.
Pubes and Whiskey.
Yes. Somebody put that on here.
You know my job. My job is to say what you say, but with different emphasis. It's a dumb job, but it's all I have.
It's like the Galaxy Quest lady.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was exactly that. Yep.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
Sweet.
I feel like it's got to be a Scottish punk band because it can't be anything else. But I think it's going to be a prepubescent Scottish punk band because they're so punk, they're punk before they're actually, like, going through puberty. So it's Pubes and Whiskey. It's a bunch of 12-year-olds singing about what they think is really important when you're an adult. Because they're very obsessed with their pubes, and they think whiskey's a thing. So, like, that's what they do. So they sing a lot of hypothetical songs about being an adult and a punk in Scotland, but they're way off base because they're literally just children.
Is it just a bunch of Neds?
Yeah, but it's like 11-year-old Neds.
Oh, God. The worst variety.
Nedlings, if you would.
Ugh.
Nedites.
Sweet.
All right, I got one.
You
want to go ahead, Kevin?
No. You're up.
So I was like, this is the obvious one's a little too easy to just go like, oh, it's a band who has pubes and drinks whiskey. That's not what you did. But I was like,
oh.
Okay, so what if it's actually supposed to be Pubs and Whiskey, but it was a misspelling on their original flyer?
Yes.
And what they do is it's not actually they sing those kind of like long form like Irish ballad songs that like, you know, seven or eight old guys sing in like old Irish bars and places. And
exactly.
They do it on stage, but they're just young enough or hipster enough to understand the joke of Pubes and Whiskey being funnier than Pubs and Whiskey. And so, like, it was a thing they started as, like, an event called Pubs and Whiskey, and then it turned into Pubes and Whiskey as, like, the thing that they do because they started making
money doing
it. And they just rolled with it, yeah.
I love how many of our band names involve typos, and then the band just rolls with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite trope.
Yeah. Kyle, I gotta vent my frustration because I literally had the same fucking idea, only slightly different. I was going to go with that. It was actually supposed to be Cubes with a Q. Like, they were being cutesy with it, but the font they use is weird.
So the P was backwards.
So the P's always backwards.
You. Yeah. So, you got P backwards.
Yeah, I got to think of something completely fucking different now.
So no, just go with that. No, that's roll with it.
Yeah, so it's that. I think I see them more as like kind of a like a really laid back, like ZZ's top looking band, like really long beards and like netted hats. But then like they play like really low vibe music. They get introduced and they're like, and now Pubes and Whiskey. God damn it, it's Cubes. Cubes and Whiskey. We're gonna do 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 do
do do. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Kevin, shame all right. us all.
Thanks for stalling so long so I could think of something.
Yeah, you got it.
So I think they are a like you know when they blow on the jugs and like play the washboard and everything,
real a jug like band, yes,
yeah, down home hick type band. Yeah. But they actually do make whiskey, and there are actually pubes in it, so it's pubes in whiskey.
Oh no!
But they, nice. But it, because it added some weird special flavor, they realized on accident. This is a gross story, but they know that it's too. People won't take it seriously. They think it's a joke. There's actually not pubes in the whiskey, but there really is. So that's like their front band. They also play music and they sell their whiskey.
I also like how many of our bands are also secretly moonshiners or brewers.
It feels like it goes with the territory.
I just love how this thing's taken on such a weird like life of its own of narratives and tropes and shit. It really warms my heart.
What is the band name of Verse? Like, is it? It's got to be crazy by now, right? Like, how many different?
I can tell you there's a lot of dive bars in it.
I kind of want to go back and listen to these and start like our own SCP style wiki of all the bands we've created.
If we ever have a fan, that will happen.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, do that, Joe.
You can be I like it.
Fan. Could you imagine a sit Sockopedia? What would it be like for us to have fans?
It'd be a nightmare. There'd be way too much incriminating evidence on a sit Sockopedia.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to like rely on statute of limitations sort of situation.
Yeah, probably. All right. The next band name is Frozen Taint. There's kind of a theme for the ones today, so I'll leave that to you. Frozen Taint.
Okay, I'm going to go first on this. It is the pornographic music video of the Roll 34 animated style of Frozen. They Gross. Removed all the dialogue. Yes. They added all the animated porn. And they just did... That's the name of the actual music video is Frozen Taint.
Shit. That is...
There you go.
A dark place on the internet that I do want to kind of go see.
I almost want to say that I guarantee that exists somewhere.
Don't want to think about it. Don't think about
it. Don't think about it, Morty!
Alright. Icelandic trans folk.
What is trans folk?
As in transsexual
folk
music. Their taints are very cold. Because they're, you know, transitioning, and for some reason they have to air it out. I don't know. Man, like,
what the fuck? I'm gonna say Canadian Fisher acapella. They're all sitting around in their sitting around in their like huts. Ice fishing hut. Yeah.
Are they nudists?
No, it's just so cold you get a frozen taint when you're fishing around an ice fishing hut.
I guess that's fair. I just feel like there's a lot of blood flow around the taint. I don't know.
Yeah, but when you're sitting against the ice fishing for a long time,
I suppose if you're really crouching up on that ice there, yeah,
like slob
ice blocks, seats, you know,
they're like slob squatting.
Then they just start singing about how cold their taint is, and it turns into an acapella thing, and bam,
chart topper,
bam,
bam,
already on YouTube, you beat Despacito. Despacito, Despacito,
Despacitin, is the German.
I don't know. All right,
Frozen Taint is, it's actually a folk metal band that sings exclusively about like Yetis and Sasquatches and stuff like
hot,
you know, like Frost Trolls and things like that. It's not taint as in the taint you have. It's like taint as in like the thing that taints your soul.
The taint of your soul. I like that take on it, dude.
And it's like Rime Frost was their original name, but Frozen Taint is their like American name.
I love this. I like how you set up a backstory. Well done.
Well, I had enough time. Again, like if you go last, you have enough time to think of good ones.
It's true. A picture came up on my Google TV that looks a lot like the sinkhole from the forest. And now I'm uncomfortable. That is all.
Oh, I haven't played that yet. I want to watch you guys play, but I don't think anybody's played it for a while.
We'll hop back on in a bit.
Yeah, we're going to get back into it here pretty soon, I think.
All right, this next one is called Sensuous Nutcake.
Sensuous. Yeah, I think you have to say it like Matt Berry. Sensuous Nutcake.
Sensuous Nutcake.
I've been listening to that new band, Sensuous Nutcake.
That's kind of like a Sean Connery.
It went a little Sean Connery, yeah.
I've been listening to that new band, Sensuous Nutcake. They're quite the thing. Perfect.
That was perfect.
I'm quite a fan, you might say, of a Sensuous Nutcake. You also have to put way too many consonants in sensuous. Like S-E-N-T-S-C-H-O-U-S. Like sensuous. And it's like, why is there sensuous. Why is there so much of your... Why is your mouth moving that much on that? I don't like it, man.
All right, I have one. So immediately what I thought of was Hellraiser and like Slaanesh. Because like it's a thing nice. That's violent but also pleasurable. And like all I could think of was like a Gwar iteration that was just like characters dressed up as like Slaanesh demonites and Hellraiser characters and the Cenobites. Thank you. That's saying thank you to my other personality for remembering that.
I love Cenobites. They're delicious.
Yeah, and so basically they sing like this low grumbly like rock music.
Cinnabons. Sorry. Fuck. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go on.
About pain and pleasure being mixed together.
I like it. I like it.
I think I'm going to go with, like, crooner torch song style covers of punk songs. Like, do you think about, like, any kind of angry sort of stick to the man punk song, but sung in the style of, like, a slow, you know, rhythmic crooner style thing. It's a
like,
sensuous
like
nutcake.
Frank Sinatra sings, like, Sleep Now in the Fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. I want to hear that.
Okay.
Richard Cheese, maybe, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that is like Richard Cheese, because he sings like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but specifically like aggressive, angry punk songs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go off the deep end for a bit. I think Sensuous Nutcake is actually a mistranslation of the actual band name for a group of Mongolian throat singers.
Ooh.
And they're all doing their like really cool, and in Mongolia, whatever the actual like name of the band was has basically been lost, because like they just like the translation just went wrong for so long they can't get away from it anyway. So they just kind of roll with it, and it's like, ah, yes, and Sensuous Nutcake. And they're just like, that really deep, like, whoa, I can't do it. I've always wanted to do it. But you know what it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go look up The Who, but not The Who. The Who. Kendrick will link one, don't worry. No, The Who.
Oh.
Kendrick, link a thing. Do it.
I don't know who.
Do it now.
Who? Stop writing now. Stop fighting.
I'll send you guys a link after this.
Sweet.
Kevin?
So, I say that Sensuous Nutcake is actually a lounge singer whose last name is Nutcake. And
just coincidentally?
Yeah, and he's actually like a Barry White cover guy. So he covers all of his like slow, sensuous songs, you know? And
I like that one.
But
it's counterintuitive. I dig it.
But he gets a cult following with a bunch of... punk dudes, because they saw the flyer and thought for sure that it was like a rowdy punk band. So now he has a whole bunch of fans that will follow him around, a bunch of punk nerds that go to his bars and listen.
Hot. That leads to some pretty good times. Like a mosh pit at a
a Barry White concert.
Barry White concert.
A mosh pit at a Barry White concert sounds like a simile or a metaphor you'd pull out for a very specific thing that I don't know what it is.
What is this? A mosh pit at a Barry White concert?
Fuck, this is like a mosh pit at a Barry White concert. What's going on here, guys?
Oh, that's a really great. That's great.
That's going to have to be the episode name, guys. Yep. Mosh pit at a Barry White. At Barry White.
Mosh pit at a Barry White show. All right. Our last one, maybe, depending on how long it takes, is going to be dagger/balls or dagger balls or dagger divided by balls.
Dagger/balls.
This is definitely a Scotland trip. The string of them.
Yeah. Dagger balls. Dagger to the balls, dagger slash. No, I remember.
It is dagger slash balls.
Yeah. No, that. Yep. I feel like this is a band that's taking the piss. So every time they introduce themselves, they differently pronounce the slash. So they're either dagger to the balls, or dagger divides the balls, or dagger slash balls, or dagger balls, or dagger to the balls. Every time they fuck it up, because they're drunk. And so I think that they might play a type of metal, that kind of like nerd metal. Like they play metal, but only metal styled after obscure 17th century British.
Hello? Did I cut out?
Okay.
Gotcha.
That makes sense, Kendrick.
Did you lose me?
For just a second, we were trying to roll with it.
17th century British mythology themed metal.
Okay. All right, I have one. It's actually not dagger slash balls. It's like a wuzzle. It's balls below the dagger, and it's not B-A-L-L-S. It's B-A-A-L-S, like balls below the dagger. It's like a ritualistic sacrificial band. Like they basically play kind of the music that you sacrifice people to ball to, like the sacrifice people to demons to.
And nice.
They've kind of coded it as like whenever they play their shows, like they're playing their shows, but someone's always getting sacrificed in the background, like behind the scenes, like below the, you know, in the band room. They're always like doing like rituals slash playing a show.
I was just assuming like Death Clock.
It's not as like wanton as Death Clock. It's more like on point. Like they know what they're doing. Death Clock just kills people because it's metal, right? And there's no purpose. There's definitely a purpose to balls.
This is ritualistic. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I dig
chicken
it. That's
the rice.
Fucking
the rice.
Chicken. Yeah.
Wrong show, but I appreciate the spirit.
No, but I was going for like the whole.
Yeah. Richard. I get you. I'm with you. I'm there. I'm picking up what you're stepping in.
That's gross. The mix of two different phrases.
And moving on. Yep. The other ones. Kevin, I might need a minute. Kevin, okay. What do you got?
I don't got anything, so I'm just going to shoot from the hip. I'm just going to wing it. It's dagger over balls. It's a math problem. And they're like some nerdy D&D mathlete students, and they just randomly decide one day to start making music, and none of them can play at all. And that's it. They suck.
They're not very good.
Yeah, they suck, like, but they kept going.
The band you talk about when you're like, oh yeah, I used to be in a band.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the Stale Bagels.
Yeah.
A failed high school band. They had fun. Yeah. You know.
But they never stopped. Like, it's a failed high school band that never stopped playing.
Yeah. It's almost like people who keep recording a podcast despite having more people making it than listeners.
Yeah.
I don't think
like
that doesn't track for me at all. I don't know what that reference is.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Bear with me, gentlemen.
No.
Dagger
that
slash balls.
Dangerous. Don't you have a child in the house?
No. Bear with me. I see what you did. I rode with you. Dagger slash balls is the name of the, not the band per se, but it's a game show, and it is also the name of the theme song for the game show. wherein the contestants have a dagger strapped to a random part of their body decided by either some sort of dart throw or spinning wheel of choices or whatever, and they are thrown into a room of rubber and balloon-like balls, and there the objective is to destroy as many of the balls as possibly by slashing them with a dagger taped about their person. And okay. The name of the show and the song is Dagger Slash Balls.
I like to say that Joe didn't come up with a band. He came up with a Japanese game show.
Yeah. And then I imagine that the Japanese game show got so popular, people just like always request that you play the Dagger Balls. Dagger Slash Balls.
Yeah, well, I think it's in play. I think that's acceptable because I think that's true. I think there might be a house band associated with that, and they took the name, and now they're internationally famous, and no one knows why.
Yeah. It's like you hear the song. Like it's one of those where like the theme song is so part of the show.
Iconic,
Yeah. Like it's like the Rockapella guys for Carmen Sandiego.
Rockapella.
Yeah.
Which like, they would do that annoyingly all the time, remember?
Yeah.
Whenever they'd talk about them, they'd be like, Rockapella.
Well, there you go. All right,
well, anybody.
That's all the insanity I have to offer today.
Like, comment, and subscribe, please. Check our Dagger Balls. New merch coming out soon. Dagger Balls.
Dagger Slash Balls.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.